Today, though, we're talking about persistence. And that's a lot of the things we heard about in the message. When people were talking around the table, we talk about persistence and consistency. One of the few things that we don't see, and Marva kind of talked about that, that guys come in, they get involved, they're in the groups, they're in the messages, they make good strides, and then 6 months, 8 months, 9 months go by, I'm very comfortable now. Now I kind of go out on my own, I start chopping off my support system because I'm busy, I got other things to do. Next thing you know, I'm starting to get myself involved in other things. It kind of travels in that same direction. I think all of us can be familiar with how that pans out. But at the end of the day, believe it or not, I got a poem for you guys. Probably the only time you're ever going to hear me read a poem. So maybe not. Two frogs fell into a can of cream, or so it's been told. The sides of the can were shiny and steep. The cream was deep and cold. Oh, what's the use, said number one. It's plain there's no help around. Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye, sad world. In weeping, he still drowned. But number two of sterner stuff, dog paddled in surprise. The while he licked and kicked his creamy lips, he blinked his creamy eyes. I'll swim at least a little while, he thought, or at least it was said. It really wouldn't hurt the world if one more frog were dead. Really wouldn't help the world if one more frog were dead. An hour or more he kicked and swam, not once he stopped to mutter. He hopped out from the island he made of fresh churned butter. Right? It's silly. But at the end of the day, we got two scenarios that you know, we get put in the mud, and the guy that kicks and kicks and kicks and kicks and doesn't give up gets out of the mud, and the guy that doesn't fight sinks. You know, and if you think about every, you know, scenario in that route, that if I can be persistent, if I can be consistent and persistent, and that I will never give up no matter what happens to me, then I will not sink. I may struggle. It may be hard. It may be frustrating. Things may be not go very easily, but I'm not going to sink. And my acronym for FROG is Fully Rely on God. FROG, Fully Rely on God. That's our key in order to keep on kicking. 1 Corinthians 9:24, he says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. And everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things, that then they do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we the imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way, not as without aim. I box in such a way as not beating to the air. I buffet my body to make it my slave, lest possibly, after I have preached to others, I myself be disqualified." This is Paul talking, and he's saying, run in such a way that you may win. Put your effort, your time, your thought, your energy towards positive directions in your life. Amen. Like, we know the things that are going to take us left field. We know the things that may be gray. And then we're very aware of all the things that we need to face and deal with and get through and focus on to keep moving forward. Paul's saying focus on those things. And he's talking about Olympic medalists that travel or you know, no, maybe not during that time period, but that's what I think about now. Is you got somebody who will train for 4 years to compete one day. And even if they are so blessed to support their country and win that prize, it's just a medal. But it took 4 years and everybody you have and everything you got and all the sponsors behind you to get there so that you can then have something that you can hang on the wall. But we put our time and effort in something that's imperishable. Amen? Something that's eternal. So that all of our time and effort lasts forever. We're not going for flowers and medals here. This is eternity that we're facing, right? And we talk about consistency and persistence. We're not focused on the right now. Because right now, it might not necessarily be what we need. Right now might necessarily not be where we want to be. But at the end of the day, we need to focus. Very slow reaction on that. We could have killed that. Anyway, but what I'm saying is this. I'm thinking about Paul, and he's saying to us, in your daily life, how much energy are you spending on things that aren't going to benefit you eternally? Amen? Think about that. There's a difference in my day. I got up at 5 o'clock, went to work. I came here from work. Probably go home, get home 9 o'clock or so or whatever. Most of the time on the nights, I go to the shop. But how much of throughout that day was eternal work? Or am I still just working for the prize? You know, what's my focus? If I run, that I've set my aim on things that are imperishable, not beating the air. You know, he says he'll make his body a slave, lest possibly after he's preached to other, he himself be disqualified. I wrote a different message once that we never shared here called, "Let Not This Run Be in Vain." I don't know about you guys, but I've had lots of different runs in the past, right? I've made good strides and failed, and made good strides and failed, and made good strides and failed. Only a few with faith on my side. But over the last, maybe this run's been about 8 years or so. But if you go way, way back, there were small periods of time where I was starting to get it. It was starting to click, right? But I was running. I started focusing on the wreath and not the life. And I went after the wreath and found out I had given up the life, right? Almost got life. But at the end of the day, there's more things to think about. There's more things to put our energy towards. That's what Paul's saying. Run in such a way that you may win. What are we spending our time, our effort, our thoughts, and our plans on today? Are those things that are eternal, or are those things perishable? What's soaking me up, right? We've got to think about persistence. Ecclesiastes says, "I again saw under the sun that the race is not too swift, the battle is not to the warriors, and neither the bread to the wise, nor the wealth to the discerning, nor the favor to the men of ability, for time and chance overtake them all. Moreover, man does not know his time. Like a fish caught in a treacherous net, a bird trapped in a snare, so are the sons of men ensnared at an evil time when it suddenly falls on them." And that's one thing that we got to think about when we put persistence in our life, consistency in our life. We're building that stage that gives us that defense against our temptations, against the evil one, against the ones that are trying to think. You got to think that we play checkers, devil plays chess. He's not on our timeline. What was allotted to me so far, 41 years, very lucky to have that in looking through my history. A blessing to be here today. But at the end of the day, I can't guarantee I get 42 years. Right? But he gets, a much more greater time frame than me. He's probably a little bit wiser than I am. And he probably knows what my weaknesses are, whether that be pretty girls, lots of money, pride at the workplace, being very successful, all these little things that he can play at me. Right? He's playing chess. We're playing checkers. We got to think about that all the time. And I like when he said that it doesn't matter how much money you have, how fast you are, how good looking you are. Time and chance overtake them all. The only thing that is set in stone is faith in eternity. Amen? And we're going to choose that direction on a daily basis. We're going to look a little closer to that. But he said sons of men are ensnared at an evil time. And that's just the thing that we think about. The guys that make 8-9 month runs, 8-9 year runs, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, how did that happen? Because he was confident, he was doing the right thing, he was staying in the right thing, but he let his guard down, started playing with some things he might have had some things in the backyard, shouldn't have in the backyard. And then what happened? The evil time got him right on time. I don't want to be that guy. Persistence is constant, continually in our walk. It's our faith. Do we run too fast? Do we run too slow? Can we run one day in a week? It's over time. In Luke 21:10, he says in verse 19, by the time he gets there, he says, "By your perseverance, you will win your souls." To persevere means to persist in an undertaking. Any business or project, a person that engages to perform, i.e., I have accepted a gift of salvation through faith. Now, no matter what, I remain firm. And it's my perseverance in that faith that keeps me safe from everything else. As I activate that faith in my life on a daily basis, as I read the Word on a daily basis, as I stay with my Christian brothers and sisters in networking and keep getting that Word and that good food in my life, that good networking in my life, I keep that connection. I charge the battery. I feel better just from eating lasagna. It's Bob's lasagna, obviously. He always too, but we're going to have the Caesar next week. Then Jason will feel really good. But at the end of the day, it's nothing to do with that. It's simply accessing yourself to the love well of Jesus, right? Pouring out of each and every single individual who may be rough around the edges right now, maybe not, maybe 8, 9 years, 10, 15 years in their walk. They're just sharing that love. Amen? They might be 10, 15 days in their walk. They're sharing that love. You can hear it when they speak. It's the love of God that's contagious. It's the love of God that spreads our faith, and it's that strength and that faith that keeps us consistent. See, if we look at this, to persist in an undertaking, any business or project, person to engage, to perform, means that when I decide to persevere, that means when things are not going my way, you will not throw me off track. Remember last week, end of the message? He who does these things will never be shaken. Psalm 15. He who does these things will never be shaken. I'm tired of being shaken. What should I do? I should stay in my faith. I'm tired of getting knocked off my ground, knocked off my square. I'm tired of things not going my way. I'm tired of having a bad attitude about it when it does. Amen? Right? I'm guilty. I know this. What's the matter? I'm a little further away from my faith right now. And I know that when I come into that good ground and I listen to messages while I'm driving, I'm not running people over. But then all of a sudden Pantera comes on. You know, everybody's subject. You know, I mean, it's just that mentality. You draw yourself closer to God. You draw yourself closer to the Word. Your actions follow suit. It's that simple. Right? Somebody cuts you off, you're listening to the message. Praise God, brother, you're safe. Somebody cuts you off, you're listening to Slayer. You're like, okay, I'm going to brake check him. Get in front of him, I'm brake check him. And he's going to know what he did to me, right? It's the two different mentalities. It's so easy, though. But none of it don't really, not that big of a deal. But it's true. Right? It's true. If I'm drawing near to my faith, it helps me stay on the path. If I'm not drawing near to my faith, I'm not thinking about my faith, I'm subject. And that's the thing that I got to think about. To persevere means it's my undertaking, and which includes patience, which is clearly the quality of suffering pain, hardship, affliction with calmness. And I love it when we stand around and everybody says, Lord, I just need some patience. And it gets around me. I say, Lord, I do not need patience. Please don't give me any patience. Because I don't want to be calm while suffering. Right? Amen. I do, of course. Ultimately, I want to be the example of me, right? But at the end of the day, the definition of patience is the quality of suffering. Right? And Marvin will be the first one to tell you, say, man, this has been rough, but I've learned so much. Thank God for this struggle. Amen. And it's like, and that's a little bit what he touched on today, is when you're talking about that struggle, sometimes when you come out that other side, you're a little shinier. You're a little smarter. You're a little stronger because you went through that. Amen. Paul talks about that too, because he was crazy. His Christian paradox, he says, sounds ridiculous, but it's actually a great truth. In 2 Corinthians 12, 7:10, verse 10, he says, therefore, I am well content. Well content. With weaknesses, insults, distresses, persecutions, difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's the paradox. How can I be strong when I'm weak? Because the truth is, when Ben wakes up in the day, he's the toughest guy that ever lived on the earth. And nobody ever tests his pride. And nobody's ever going to come in his way. And he's going to do it. And really, to be honest, that's a facade of a guy that might even be knocked over like a domino. But when you're crushed and you're on your knees and you're praying to the Almighty God, creator of the universe, you are in that very moment the strongest you will ever be. Amen? Paul understood that. He understood that. He said, I'm going to take this pride off the table and I'll be well content with my weaknesses, with insults, with distress, with persecutions, difficulties, because when I'm weak, then I am strong. Because we understand that when things aren't going our way, we go to God. And all we need is a reason to go to God, whether it be a good reason, bad reason, sad reason, happy reason. We just need to go. And when we're there, that's when we're strong. Amen? We're not strong when we think we know it all. We're not strong when we wake up in the morning and we've had a lot of experience and we're the man. We're strong when we're praying to God. We're strong when we're being humble. We're strong when we're in that faith and that consistency that cannot be shaken, that the kids depend on day after day after day after day. 6 months don't come along, you don't fall off. Why? 6 months down the road, you're in your faith day after day after day, because it's persistence, consistency. It's a protection. Amen? Romans 2. He says, But because of your stubbornness, I think he's reading this to me. Because of your stubbornness, unrepentant heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation, righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man, watch this, according to his deeds. Right? Right? He's not keeping tabs. He's not saying, I got a whole lot of nasty for you and I'm going to get you for it. He's saying, go ahead and do what you do and I'm going to support what you do. Amen? And if you're going to store up all this stuff, whatever it is you store up, that's what I'm going to give back to you. And that's what he says, to his deeds. And watch, he goes back and he says, to those, by perseverance, what we're talking about, in doing good, seek for glory, honor, immorality, eternal life. Amen? That's amazing. On the flip side, to those who are selfishly ambitious, do not obey the truth, but they obey unrighteousness, wrath, indignation, which is his anger against unjustness, unworthy, dishonorable things. But the key is to keep your eye on the prize. And further on in Corinthians, he said, keep your eye where Jesus is seated. You see, all these things that cost us to be stressed out, all these things that are in our way right now, if we literally pull our mindset back and look at the big picture, those things become smaller and smaller and smaller. And when you consider in yourself, the creator of the universe sat back and said, I need one of those, 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 one of those. And the other 752 billion people that are out there created for love. Amen? That's amazing. So what? I don't have money for my credit card this month, right? So what? I can't move forward and advance as fast as I want to live. I'm not living where I want to live. I don't have the things that I want to have. Does that matter? I serve the creator of the universe. Amen? Right? Think about the perspective of the things that cause us to fail. We allow that anger to fester in our lives over itty-bitty worthless things. When in reality, we have the support of the creator. So my key to that is keep your eye on the prize. Run to the finish line, which is eternal life with God. So if my focus today is eternal life with God, I'm not worried that I'm not quite there. But those of us that have been following the faith and tracking the faith can see how God comes through. I can tell you over the last couple years when I just rode that edge, when I, honest to God, did not know how things were going to meet. And all of a sudden that happened. And then that happened. And then that happened. To me personally. Amen. This last weekend, I was awarded a location to begin my service and sales for automobiles out of nowhere. Right? I don't have the money to do it, the resources to do it. And all of a sudden, it just comes into place. Why? So I go to work at 5 o'clock. I get home at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock every single night, not knowing how it's going to pan out. But I just go and I do it. And I stay on that faith that God's going to figure it out. Amen? I'm going to do every single possible thing I can do. And in the meantime, God's going to be there. And I got to have that faith. That's another thing we got to think about. In Romans 5, he says, but we exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. Perseverance, proven character. Proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which was given to us. Given to us. Parakletos, the one called alongside to help. So if I'm not praying, I'm not doing my due diligence. Amen? First of all, A, if I'm complaining about something and I haven't been praying about it, I missed the mark. Amen? Right? Right there. But he said, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out. So let's talk about perseverance when we're trial. You know, when we're in that trial. So, but also to exalt, which is to rejoice and triumph. Joy above measure. Joy above measure. Right? I love that other message that just popped in my head right now. Make your joy complete by being of the same mind, of the same purpose, devoted on one goal. You know, being that same person every single day. Who? Just the person that loves God and loves everybody else. That's it. I'm not great. I'm not small. I'm not special. I'm not important. I'm just another guy that loves God and is going to do everything I can to help anybody else. And hopefully raise my kids with that same mentality so that we can continue to spread God's love in the world. Doesn't matter what my job is, how much stuff I have, where I've been, what I know. If I do know enough, then I need to share that to help people, you know. But at the end of the day, it's just staying on that. And I think about that when he says, but exalt yourself in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation, the suffering, brings about perseverance. So it's the suffering that makes me stronger. And the perseverance, proven character. Why? Because 10 years ago, you test me this far, and I'm drunk. Or violent. And too drunk leads to too many other things. Amen? Right? It's never just one thing. It's 19 other things. Right? But this time, the perseverance led to proven character. Because I was tested. And I didn't fail today. Amen? I was tempted, and I didn't fall victim to that. Amen? So every single time I make that victory, it makes me stronger. Every single time I turn that negativity down and keep it out of my life, it makes me stronger, 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 stronger. And we build on that. Amen? So that you can't trick me into falling victim to my addiction. You can't trick me to falling victim to my pride. You can't trick me to falling victim to pretty ladies, because I'm staying on track. Every victory makes you stronger, whether it be just the very first one and then the thousandth. And the 10,000th victory, amen? We're not perfect, but it makes us stronger. Perseverance proves character. Where does my integrity come from? My integrity comes from this. The fact that whether I suffer or not, I'm standing on my faith. Amen. Right? That's where integrity and character comes from. That no matter what comes my way, you will not take me from my faith. James. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he's been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those that love Him. And hope is anticipation with expectation. And I love that. Because when you have hope in God, not only can you have anticipation, He's going to do it. I know He's going to do it. I hope it's today. That's what she said earlier. I hope it's today. I hope it's soon. Anticipation. I know He's going to do it. Expectation. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it. I'm going to have the type of faith that I know that God's working in my life, that He is going to do something for me. Whether it be change me, mold me, grow me, protect me, teach me, whatever it may be, right? He's going to do what He does, because He said, my word does not leave from me and return void without accomplishing what I do with what I sent it to do. So if you think, if I stay on God's word and I stay in that path that He sent, I'm guaranteed to move forward. Because His word is not void. Everything He says, He accomplishes, period. That's the law. So I have to figure out how to get this bag of bones on track with what He says, so that I can take advantage of that truth and move forward with conviction without failure, right? I know that every single time that I've failed, it was because of probably pride and weakness and sin. It wasn't God in me that caused me to fail. It was God in me the next day that showed me why I failed. Amen. Think about this. I got a closing verse in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. This is awesome. Just focus with me on this. He says, therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witness surrounding us. That's another thing. You are never alone. You remember the word that said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You will never be alone. Amen. In the darkest days of when we think we're by ourselves, whereas, therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witness surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance. That means anything we're holding in, all those, you know, them check marks we got on everybody, the past, all that. Oh, let us lay aside everything that's holding us down, and sin, which so easily entangles us. What? He's not unaware that we have make mistakes, right? This is in the scripture. Lay it down, He said. Put it down. We need to lay it down. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before Him, check this out, for the joy set before Him endured the cross. That's wild to think that the joy in me to face this cross, right? So I don't think too much about all of that. You know, I know a lot of times we don't talk about a lot of that. But you know, imagine the idea that states that here soon you are going to be hung on the cross, and that you're gonna be liable for that, and that's gonna happen to you. But no matter what, I'm gonna be full of joy. The joy to endure the cross. despising the shame as he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, just so you will not grow weary and lose heart. That's what I said. I'm willing to sacrifice myself so that you have hope. So that you have hope. Amen? I think the very least I could do today is latch on to it and keep it close. Amen? Perseverance. Fully rely on God. Amen?